穿整个人类的历史。许多哲学家们，历世历代以来，许多哲学家们都在思想，在揣摩人存在的缘由，以及人生的目的，还有人生的意义。
Throughout history, many philosophers have speculated on the reason for man's existence, the purpose and meaning of human life.
甚至古代的希腊人，包括古希腊的哲学家，有一个非常出名的哲学，希腊哲学家，他也是勾股定律发明者，名字叫毕达哥拉斯的这个人，他就认为人生是周而复始的循环。
Many ancient Greeks, including the ancient Greek philosopher Pythagoras, who was the founder of the Pythagorean theorem, he believed that life is cyclical.
他们认为啊，人的生命就是不断的重复，没有结束，也没有目的。
They believe that human life continually repeats itself in endless circles and going nowhere without any purpose.
而对于许多现代的思想家来说，人的生命既是空虚的，也是没有意义的。
And to many modern thinkers, human life is just as pointless and futile.
因而当人们看不到根本的永恒的存在原因的原因，并且无需向永生的神交账的时候。
And so when men see no ultimate eternal reason for their existence and having no accountability to God,
他们也就找不到任何其他事情，包括律法啊、道德啊或者宗教的任何的意义。
They will see no meaning in anything else, including law, morality or religion.
唯一促使他们采取自我克制的动机，无非是担心周围人的评判，或者是害怕被当局抓住自己的过犯而遭到惩罚。
The only motive for any self-restraint is the fear of criticism by their own peers or being caught and punished by civil authorities.
就像我们中国人常常说的，人常常是为了别人而活着，为了别人的眼光而活着。
As the Chinese saying goes, we often live in the sight of others.
他们人生最终的目的仅仅是为了享乐主义。
The ultimate goal in life is nothing but hedonism.
也就是说，他们尽量的、尽其所能的从生活当中尽量去得所能得到的一切东西。
Which is the desire to get everything and anything out of life that you can, whilst you can, and in whatever way that you can.
然而，圣经清楚地说明，神已经向一切愿意顺服他的人们显明了他所赐生命永恒的价值与意义。
But the Bible has made it clear that there is a divine eternal value and meaning to human life, and that God has revealed his higher purpose to men who obey him.
尽管人类因着始祖的堕落而进入灵性的黑暗，
Despite the fact that man's spiritual darkness is caused by the fall,
圣灵透过使徒保罗在他写给罗马教会的书信当中清楚地说明，
The Holy Spirit has made it clear through the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Roman Church.
他说神的事，神的事情，人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Well, his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
并且保罗在罗马书第十一章的三十六节，圣灵也透过使徒郑重地宣告。
And the Holy Spirit also emphasized through Paul in Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他， 愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever.
从这个角度来看，我们很清楚的知道，圣经也清楚的告诉我们，宇宙包括万物是神所创造的，人是按照神的形象与样式被造，为的是将荣耀归给造物的主。
The Bible clearly tells us that the universe and all things were created by God, and man was created in God's image in order to glorify himself.
为了这个原因，保罗在哥罗西书第一章十六节说，因为万有都是靠他造的，借着他造的，又是为他造。
For this very reason, Paul declared in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 that all things were created by him, through him, and for him.
同样，这也是人之所以存在的原因。
Likewise, this is the very reason for human existence.
因为为了同样的一个原因，神为了自己荣耀的缘故，从在基督耶稣里面拣选了一批人。
And also for this reason, God, for the sake of his own glory, elected a group of people in Jesus Christ.
使他们成为蒙救赎的群体，并且拥有永恒的生命，可以永永远远地称颂赞美上帝的荣耀。
And he made them the assembly of the redeemed people who will forever be the praise of his glory.
亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹，我再次提醒大家，我们得救与蒙拣选不是，根本不是因为我们自己的行为，甚至不是因为我们自己的信仰。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me remind you again that our salvation and election is not out of our own works and neither is it out of our own faith.
甚至不是因为我们来到教会来敬拜我们的主。
Or not even because we come to worship him in the church.
而是完全出于那按着自己的荣耀和美德呼召我们的主。
But simply, it is because of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
这就是圣经所赐给我们真理的启示。
And this is the truth that the Bible has revealed to us.
确实，创造并且救赎整个人类的主宰，耶稣基督才是那超越与历史主宰的设计者。
Indeed, Jesus Christ, being the maker and redeemer of mankind, he is the supreme and sovereign architect of history.
人类历史上无论是正义的、敬虔的，无论是邪恶的、叛逆的人，
throughout the human history, whether righteous or godly, wicked or rebellious,
都只不过是耶稣所书写、所导演的伟大戏剧当中的一个小小的角色而已。
They are no more than players in this great drama that Christ has written and now is directing.
不怪乎有人说，整个人的历史都是关于基督他的历史。
And as someone has said, the whole human history is his story, Christ's story.
这就使我们回想起马太在马太福音十六章的记载。
This brings us back to the records of Matthew chapter 16.
基督在世上的时候，带领门徒来到凯撒里亚菲利比的境内。
When Christ was still in the world, and when he brought his disciples into the district of Caesarea Philippi,
他就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
He asked his disciples,What, who do people say the Son of Man is?
门徒回答说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，有人说是耶利米或者先知当中的一位。
And they say, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
耶稣直接问门徒说，你们说我是谁？
Jesus then said to them, But who do you say I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督， 是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣马上对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
And Jesus answered him immediately, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
基督亲自宣告，他唯有他自己才是教会真正的建造者。
Christ declared that he and he alone builds the church.
他就是神所应许所设立的救赎主。
And this is the divine promise of the divine Savior.
耶稣在这里清楚地宣告，他要建造他自己的教会。
Jesus clearly declared that he will build up his church.
这个教会的根基就是西门彼得所确认真理的磐石。这个磐石就是基督耶稣，是永生神的儿子。
The foundation of the church is the rock which Peter had just confessed, which is that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of the living God.
换句话说，一个人要寻找生命的意义，必须与基督在生命上有生命的关系。
In other words, in order for a person to find the meaning of life, this person must have a living relationship with Christ.
一旦一个人重生了，与基督有了生命的关系，他就成为教会的肢体。
Once this person is reborn and regenerated,And this person will have a living relationship with Christ and will become a member of the church.
而一个人与基督建立生命的关系，不仅仅是对耶稣是永生神的儿子有了知识上的了解。
And this living relationship between this person and Christ is not just about the intellectual understanding that Jesus is Son of the living God.
更重要的是，这个人他必须在生命上对耶稣是永生神的儿子完全的降服和任性。
But more importantly is the surrendering to and the confession of Jesus as Son of the Living God in their lives.
这就是马可根据彼得所宣扬的关于基督耶稣的真理所记载下来的福音的信息。
And this is the gospel message that Mark had penned down according to what the Apostle Peter had proclaimed about the truth about Jesus Christ.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们说过，马可福音第一章第一节是整卷马可福音显明的标题。
As mentioned before, Mark chapter 1 verse 1 is the main title for the entire Gospel of Mark.
接下来请大家再一次跟我一起翻开马可福音第一章。
Turn with me once again to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第一节，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
第二节，正如先知以赛亚书上记着，说看啊，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。
As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way.
在旷野，有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
我们暂时停在这里。
Let us stop here for now.
我们之前讲过，尽管马可福音的主题是向罗马人介绍，耶稣是按照神的应许来做仆人的。
As mentioned before, although the main theme of the Gospel of Mark is to introduce to the Romans that Jesus came as the promised servant of God,
他就是神的义仆,
he is God's righteous servant.
不过马可并没有忘记向他的听众说明, 耶稣首先拥有的是君王的身份。
But Mark did not forget to proclaim to his hearers that Jesus is also the king.
假如你仔细思想,认真来阅读的话, 你就会发现马可所引用的这两处旧约先知书的内容。
If you read carefully enough, you will notice that these two Old Testament scriptures that Mark had used,
这两处的经文实际上 不是关于君王本身的,而是关于君王的开路先锋。
They are not about the king himself, but about the forerunner of the king.
我想大家还记得,我们曾经介绍过马可福音写作的对象是罗马人。
I believe everyone can still remember that the audience for the Gospel of Mark are the Romans.
并且大多数的人是听别人将书中的内容给他们读出来才能够认识这本福音书的。
And most of them will hear this gospel being read to them.
为了这个缘故,马可福音的对象主要关注的并不在乎犹太人。
Therefore, for this reason, Mark's target audience is not the Jewish people.
因此他不需要用许多的篇幅引经据典地说明耶稣就是旧约所预言的弥赛亚，按照希腊文就是基督。And
therefore he need no lengthy descriptions to emphasize that Jesus is the Messiah in the Old Testament prophecies.
尽管如此，马可却非常清楚地知道，当你向罗马人 就是非犹太人的那些罗马人介绍一位君王的时候，
And Mark is very clear that when you are going to be introducing a new king to the Romans,
他们都想知道这位君王他的正统性是否确实可靠。
They will all want to know the authenticity of this new king.
他们都想知道这位君王是根据什么权威而坐上他宝座的。
They will want to know by what kind of authority that this king had relied on in being on the throne.
至少需要有一两位值得信赖的先驱来宣告君王的到来。
At least one or two credible heralds were needed to announce the coming of this king.
实际上这就是 罗马人所生活的世界里面真实的情况。
And this was how exactly the way it was in that time.
从来没有一位国王自己去告诉人说，哎，我是国王，我来了。
And no king had ever arrived and said, hey, I'm the king, here I am.
你知道古代的君王出门的时候总要带着许多的随从人员的。
And we know in the ancient times, the king always had an entourage.
其实包括现在很多的王室出行的时候要带着许许多多的随行人员。
And even today, whenever people of the royal are on the streets, they always have an entourage with them.
更重要的是古代的君王总是要有开路先锋的。
And more importantly, the king in those times always had a forerunner.
尤其在古代的东方,许多的道路都是崎岖不平的。
In the ancient Far East, many of the pathways were uneven.
而当国王需要经过的时候,或者视察他自己领地当中某一个地区的时候,
And when a king is about to visit any part of his dominion, of his jurisdiction,
或者他需要经过一个地方,
Or when he is passing by anywhere,
往往需要预先差派一个信使, 在国王出发以前, 预先前往为国王预备好道路。
It's a requisite that the messenger is being sent out first to prepare the way.
施洗的约翰就好像这位信使。
John the Baptist is such a messenger.
然而施洗约翰所肩负的，这是属灵方面的使命。
But the mission that John the Baptist had was a spiritual one.
因为离开神的人所行的，完全都是悖谬的道路。
Because man's ways will always be twisted when away from God.
这位信使的另外一个使命，就是使沿路的人民准备好迎接国王的来到。
And the other mission for this messenger is to prepare the people for the coming of the king.
并且当国王真正来到的时候，这需要当地有一位有权柄、有位分、有身份、可靠的人来将他介绍给当地的百姓。
And when this king arrives, he will be appropriately introduced by a local who bore authenticity and authority.
因此马可根据罗马人如何宣告君王到来的一贯做法。
And so, Mark, in knowing and being consistent with the Roman approach of how kings were being announced,
在他福音书的一开头引用了旧约圣经的预言。
He then quotes from the Old Testament prophecies at the beginning of his book.
这是为了这个原因，马可这样做的目的不是要找到关于耶稣基督的预言。
In doing so, Mark is not trying to find a prophecy about Jesus Christ.
而是为他的听众们得到关于耶稣开路先锋的预言，来证明基督先驱者的可靠性。
But in order to prove to the audiences who are hearing the gospel book the authenticity of Jesus' forerunner through the prophecies about him.
这就是外邦的罗马人介绍君王通常的正规的正统的方式。
And this will be the kind of official structure that the people in this Roman Gentile world will be accustomed to.
因此君王的开路先锋来到。
So here comes the messenger of the king.
他就是在第二节所提到的，我要差遣我的使者。
He is what verse 2 had mentioned. I send my messenger.
以及在第三节提到在旷野有人声喊着说的那一位。
And he is whom verse 3 mentions that he is the voice of the one crying in the wilderness.
现在我们一起来看看关于这两节关于耶稣基督开路先锋的旧约的预言。
And let us have a look at these two Old Testament prophecies about Jesus' forerunner.
请你首先注意一下第二节。
Take note of verse 2.
第二节说正如以赛亚先知以赛亚书上，请你注意那边有一个小小的字，他有个注释说古卷没有以赛亚三个字。
Verse 2 And it is written in Isaiah the prophet. If you take note close enough, there's a footnote saying some manuscripts say and it is written in the prophets and there's no mention of Isaiah.
事实上第二节引用的并不是从以赛亚先知书的当中引用出来的。
It, actually, verse 2 is not quoted from Isaiah.
这是一句从马拉基先知书上引用出来的一句话。
But it was quoted from the prophet Malachi.
马拉基书三章第一节。
Book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1.
马拉基书三章第一节，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 Behold I send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight Behold he is coming say the Lord of hosts.
而第三节这是引用的以赛亚书第四十章第三节的内容。
Whereas verse 3 is quoted directly from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3.
以赛亚书四十章第三节，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路，在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3 says, A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
现在问题来了，为什么第二节一开头说，正如先知以赛亚书上记着说的这样的一个话呢？
Then if so, why did verse 2 begin in saying, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet?
这里有两个原因。
There are two reasons for this.
首先很显然，以赛亚先知因为他所写的巨著而被人们包括外邦人所熟知。
First reason, the prophet Isaiah was so well known because of his vast book, even to the Gentiles.
而他所写的书，其中心思想、中心内容就是弥赛亚，就是基督的到来。
And his book was centered on the arrival of the Messiah.
他按照以赛亚先知所得到的启示，就是耶和华所差遣的义仆。
He is the righteous servant of God, as the revelation that Isaiah had received.
这是非常重要的，因为这就是马可福音向罗马人所宣扬的耶稣基督。
And this is very important, because this is the Jesus Christ whom the Gospel of Mark was proclaiming to the Romans.
因此，马可引用了以赛亚先知书的内容。
And therefore, Mark drew prophecies out from Isaiah.
其二，第二个原因。
Second reason.
马可所引用的，无论是以赛亚先知书的内容，或者是马拉基先知书上的内容。
Be it that Mark had quoted from either Isaiah or Malachi.
对于罗马人来说，他们不必要计较到底是所引用的，究竟是谁所说的话。
The Romans do not worry or care about who said this, gave this prophecy or where is it from.
罗马人不需要知道到底是谁说的。
The Romans need not know where it came from or who said this.
这也并不是一种不正常的做法。
And this is not an uncommon thing to do.
就是在引用两处以上旧约圣经的时候，一般只提到其中的一位先知，就是那位比较重要的、比较知名的那一位。
When more than two Old Testament scriptures were quoted, it will only make reference to one of them, which is the more prominent and notable one.
而另外一只先知却就被包含在了之前的那一位的里面。
And the other prophet will be sort of tucked into the first mentioned prophet.
因为作者所引用的都是神的话。
Because the writer, what the writer quote, will all be God's word.
并且这些旧约的先知的预言是那样的和谐，因为他们所指向的都是同一个人，基督耶稣。
And there is such a perfect harmony between the prophecies, because both refer to the same person, Jesus Christ.
先知马拉基所预言的是关于在主的日子来到的时候，神要炼净他自己的子民。
The prophet Malachi prophesizes about the coming of the day of the Lord when he will purify his own people.
先知以赛亚所预言的，这是关于当主的荣耀彰显的日子，就是罪人蒙救赎的时候。
The prophet Isaiah prophesies the coming of the day of redemption when the Lord's glory will be revealed.
这两个预言所指的都是同一件事情的两个不同的方面，就是指的弥赛亚，就是主的到来。
They are both different perspectives of the same event, which is the coming of the Messiah in the name of the Lord.
很清楚，弥赛亚就是基督到来之前必须先有一位使者来预备他的道路。
Clearly, a messenger is required to prepare the Messiah's way before he comes.
马可只是将这两节经文单独地引用出来，而没有引用原文的其他部分。
Mark simply quoted these two verses and cut out the rest of his original passage.
为了就是强调必将有一位使者，他就是即将到来那位君王的使者。
That is to emphasize that there will be a messenger and he will be the herald of the king of whom is to come.
正如以赛亚先知书上记者说，看啊，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。
And it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way.
在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
是的，这样的介绍已经足以使外邦人，无论是当年的罗马人，还是今天的我们，深深地感受到神话语所带给我们的震撼。
Yes, such an introduction is enough to bring a shock to the Gentiles, be it the Romans back then or us today, from God's word.
在过去许多年当中，我常常邀请一些初信主的弟兄姐妹来做一个叫做新约速读的作业。
In the past, I would invite many of the younger brothers and sisters to work on the homework of a speed reading for the New Testament.
而许多弟兄姐妹，甚至可以说几乎所有的人，都很喜欢把马可福音第一章的第二到第三节经文，常常的引用下来，甚至愿意把它背诵下来。
And I can say that practically everyone working on this work loves Mark chapter 1 verses 2 to 3, and they often, not only do they often quote it, they are also willing to memorize it.
可见圣灵引导马可所写下的福音书的时候，
As we can see, when the Holy Spirit moved Mark into penning this whole book,
就已经为我们这些外邦人准备好了我们所需要的真理，来帮助我们接受福音。
He, the Holy Spirit, has already prepared the truth that we as Gentiles needed to help us receive the gospel.
现在在我们结束今天的信息之前，我还要带你看一些可能你之前没有看到的内容。
Before we end the sermon message today, let me show you some areas that you might not have taken notice before.
我们讲过马可福音第一章第二节是直接引用的马拉基书第三章第一节的内容。
As mentioned before, Mark chapter 1 verse 2 was directly quoted from Malachi chapter 3 verse 1.
请你翻到马拉基书第三章第一节。
Turn with me to Malachi chapter 3 verse 1.
马拉基书第三章第一节说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 says, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me.
你注意到这句话是谁说的了吗？
Have you noticed who said this?
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
他说这里面有几个我，你注意到了吗？
You,
或者我，或者我的。
Have you seen how many eyes or mice are there in this verse?
他说我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。
He said, Behold, I sent my messenger and he will prepare the way before me.
你注意到了没有？这是一个非常重要的宣告。
As you can see, this is a very important declaration.
他就是我。
That he is me.
神的话就是在说，我所差遣的使者，他所宣告那位将来要来的那位君王，就是我，就是我自己。
And,What God is really saying is, the king who is coming, the king whom my messenger announces, is me, myself.
这就是为什么使徒约翰在他所写的福音书里一开头就宣告， 道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And this is why the Apostle Paul began the following declaration in the gospel book that he had penned. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
是使徒约翰写的。
The Apostle John.
你刚才说 Paul。
The Apostle John, this is what the Apostle John declared in the beginning of his gospel book. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
万军之耶和华透过先知马拉基宣告。
The Lord of hosts proclaimed this through the prophet Malachi.
他说将来那位就是我所差遣的使者，那位使者所宣扬的就是关于我，就是关于我到来的信息。
The messenger is, he is announcing me and announcing my arrival.
确实整个人类历史上全世界从来没有遇见过这样的一位君王。
Indeed, throughout the whole entire human history, the world has never seen a king like this.
他自己来到了他的子民中间。
He will come to his among his own people.
神自己就是神的第二个位格，子神就是那位君王。
God himself, who is the second person of the triune God, God the Son, will be the king.
圣灵透过马可所写下的福音书，就是要告诉他的读者，或者说告诉他的听众。
Through this gospel book that Mark had penned, the Holy Spirit is telling his readers, all listeners,
福音的好消息就是神自己已经来到这个世界。
The good news is that God has come into this world.
这位神就是宇宙的主宰，宇宙的神破了神与人之间的界限，进入了人类的历史当中，带来了救赎，带来了恩典，带来了平安。
God, who is the God of the universe, has broken into human history to provide salvation, blessing, and peace.
他的名字就叫做耶稣。
And his name is Jesus.
最后还有一件事情我要跟大家讲解。
And there's another thing that I need to explain.
与马太、路加和约翰一样。
In the same way as Mark, Luke, and John,
与马太、路加和约翰一样。
In the same way as Matthew, Luke, and John,
马可也引用了先知以赛亚的话。来说明施洗约翰的到来是应验了神的预言。
Mark also through quoting of from Isaiah, he also emphasized that John the Baptist is the fulfillment of these prophecies.
他的到来就是要为神自己那位要来的君王预备好人悔改的心。
His coming is to prepare repentance in people.For the coming of the King of God Himself.
记得，以赛亚书是公元前七百多年写成的。
We need to remember that Isaiah was written around 700 BC.
马拉基书，这是公元前四百多年写成的。
And the book of Malachi was written around 400 BC.
当马可特别引用这两处经文来向他的听众们证明关于耶稣基督开路先锋的可靠性的时候，
And when Mark was quoting these two verses to prove to the audience the authenticity of the forerunner of Jesus Christ,
同时他也是告诉他的听众，这位君王的到来并不是一个新的计划。
He is also telling his hearers that the arrival of this king is not a new plan,
也不是一个 B 计划。
It is not plan B.
也不是一个事后补救的办法。
Neither is it an afterthought.
耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界，实际上神在远古时期 就已经计划好的了。
Jesus Christ coming, becoming flesh, and coming into this world, this is what God had planned from ancient of times.
这个计划的实施就是透过耶稣基督神儿子的到来而完成的。
And this plan is intimately implemented by the arrival of the King, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
因为我们的神万军之耶和华，他就是那位从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事的那位神。
Because our God, the Lord of hosts, and He is God who declares the beginning from the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done.
因此，我要在这里问在座的每一位。
And hence, I would like to ask everyone here.
你是否已经透过神所设立的耶稣基督得蒙救赎，与他与这位君王与万军之耶和华建立起了生命的关系呢？
Are you already saved and building this living relationship with this Jesus Christ whom God has established?
我相信你清楚地知道你自己的答案。
I'm sure you know your own answer.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们知道圣经就是为你所做的见证，尤其是圣灵保惠师透过他所拣选的圣经的作者所留下来的每一句话，都是主你亲自所掌管所要表达的真理。就像马可福音第一章的第二到第三节，我们可能已经读过多次，每一次读到这里的时候，我们可能不加注意的就过去了。然而当我们仔细的进入对你话语查考的时候，我们才发现原来主你的话语充满了真理，充满了生命的信息。但愿主啊，今天我们所分享的真理的信息，由我们真理的灵，就是圣灵保惠师，继续在我们每个弟兄姐妹的心中来动工。很多时候主啊，我们有这样的机会来听你话语的讲，对你话语的讲解，我们可能觉得这是很容易的一件事情，因此也就不加以注意。但是主啊，每一次当我们在这里查考你话语的时候，但愿你话语的震撼留在我们的心中，而让我们对主你的话语有一颗敬畏的心，有一颗顺服的心，也透过对你话语的认识，我们的灵里面更加的饥渴慕义，愿意更加多的来聆听，来领受主你话语当中奇妙的真理。愿主你继续的恩待保守我们，在接下来的日子一起查考马可福音的信息，同心的仰望祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。